Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Thanks for hanging out with me for some soccer talk late night on 92.9, The Game. We got a lot of stuff to get into in this segment, kind of a global rundown segment with a lot of things happening both on a very local side and also on a national and also on an international. And then a lot of it still ends up making its way back through Atlanta. I want to start with this little bit of news that was reported today. The first quarter of 2025 has seen Major League Soccer sponsorship revenue increase by double digits compared to the same period last year. So last year, total sponsorship revenue reached $665 million for MLS. That was a record for the league. World Cup coming up next year. Obviously, that's going to help. Rising stadium attendance. Obviously, that's going to help. That's going to drive more lucrative sponsorship deals. Lionel Messi showing up in 2023. That has helped. More money from Adidas, for example, in a league-wide partnership. New agreements with brands like Sports Illustrated Tickets, Audi, Michelob Ultra. That's pushed this year's sponsorship numbers to record highs. It's not just MLS that's benefiting at the moment. And I think this is very important when we talk about this. NWSL, the National Women's Soccer League, 19% year-on-year increase in sponsorship revenue last year versus the year before. A separate March report found that the NWSL was the largest contributor to the 12% growth in sponsorship across major North American women's sports. So more than the WNBA, for example. And we know what we talk about with the WNBA, with the Caitlin Clark phenomenon, and many other players. NWSL actually contributed more to that 12% growth. Soccer in this country, whether we're talking men, whether we're talking women, whether we're talking big markets like MLS, USL Championship, USL League One, grassroots, WPSL Pro, everything is growing. And it's only going to grow more. So I get so frustrated when I hear people who work in the game talk about, they're not doing enough to take advantage. They're not doing enough ahead of the World Cup. Frankly, the numbers don't back it up. They just don't. If you're going to look at a TV rating and say that that's what it is, it's not what it is anymore. People consume things in a very different way. TV ratings are becoming obsolete. You can figure out other ways what is relevant and what isn't. And when people are paying more money to advertise on your product, you're pretty relevant, aren't you? Juan Pablo Angel, former Premier League player, Colombian legend, played in MLS as well. He knows the landscape very, very well. He spoke to FIFA recently ahead of the Club World Cup, and he talked about how excited he is about things here in the United States. Here's Juan Pablo Angel speaking about that.
my personal opinion is that the landscape in football is changing, but it also is reshaping in a way. But this is a tournament that is, I mean, this is the FIFA slogan, but it's, and I think he honored it, is truly global. So this is an opportunity for every athlete, for every football player to play against the best from each continent. So there's top European teams, teams from every continent. And I'm very much looking forward to it. And aside from that, I'm a big fan of what is happening in the US. And there's not a better time just to be playing a tournament there. And the reason being is because the appetite for the sport keeps growing at a very rapid pace. Infrastructure is, you know, second to none, is extremely good. And I just do hope that, you know, we can see a good tournament full of fans, and hopefully we can take from here something good and make it even better throughout the coming years.
I'm really excited about the Club World Cup as well. Another thing that I think it's very easy to complain about, really for no good reason, to whine about because it's something new, to downplay and say it's not going to be successful. It is new. I think it's going to take a little bit of time, but I'm very excited to see some of the games that we will see here in the United States ahead of it. Now, we don't know exactly who's going to play in the first game in the United States, or in Atlanta, sorry, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on June 16th. We know Chelsea will be playing in it. It was supposed to be against Club León from Mexico. They won the CONCACAF Champions League in 2023 to qualify. They were kicked out of the tournament because of the rules about multiple club ownership, and Pachuca is also in the tournament. Both clubs are owned by Grupo Pachuca. When they were kicked out of the tournament, León appealed to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Today, the ruling came down. CAS rejected León's attempt to overturn the ruling, so the club is ineligible to participate. Grupo Pachuca said that it was prepared to sell one of the teams, and it would have been León, to comply with FIFA's rules, but they couldn't get the sale done before the start of the tournament, so they are not going to participate. We know that now. We know it's not going to be Alajuelense from Costa Rica either. They appealed based off of other rules inside of the Club World Cup statutes about multiple clubs, or more than two clubs from a country who didn't win a continental championship. That's been pushed to the side as well. So FIFA will organize a one-off playoff match between LAFC and Club America to fill León's spot. LAFC, because they lost to León in that CONCACAF Champions League final in 2023. Club America, because they are the highest ranked team in CONCACAF that is not already in the tournament. That game will be played here very, very soon, because you need to get it done. You need to figure out who's going to come into this tournament. That announcement should be coming soon from FIFA. There's been reports that it will be in Los Angeles. We will see if LAFC gets to host that. The winner of that game will play Chelsea in Atlanta on June 16th. Then they will play Esperance from Tunisia in Nashville, and then Flamengo from Brazil in Orlando. So that will complete the field for this first Club World Cup. It's been very cool getting a chance to talk to some legends of the game and hear their thoughts on the Club World Cup. One of those legends is Yuri Djorkaeff, a World Cup winner with France in 1998. Here is what Yuri had to say about the summer's Club World Cup.
Yeah, it's crazy because when you are players, your dream is to play big tournament always, not just every 4 years, or a Champions League, because I was playing in Europe, Champions League, or any European league. And this tournament, I'm a little bit sad why FIFA didn't create this tournament when I was a player, because I love this kind of energy around it. You know, the 32 best team in the world, you compete against South America, Asia, Africa, if you are from Europe, or but as a player level, as a club level as well, but as a player level. For the first time, it will be a competition where you can decide it, you can win, and you can become, with your team, the best team in the world. And it's a trophy that I would love to have on my place, in my home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
I feel like we have this thing in this country, maybe more than some others, about, well, that trophy's not that big of a deal because it's new, or that trophy doesn't have enough years behind it to be as important. If you put a trophy with the money on the line that this Club World Cup is in other countries, it's like, yes, I want to win that. Yes, I want that trophy. That's a big deal. You can say you're the best club team in the world for that year, for that cycle of years, if you get it done and you win this Club World Cup. Another element that I really have liked hearing from a number of different people is the cross-section of styles and coaching and tactics that you're going to see from clubs all over the world. I think everybody's going to benefit even more so than the European teams this summer with Club World Cup. I think the teams from Africa and Asia and South America are really going to benefit from this tournament getting a chance to play meaningful games against some of the biggest teams in the world from Europe. Somebody who knows all about this stuff is Pep Guardiola, the manager of Manchester City, who will be playing in Atlanta during the Club World Cup for sure. In the group stage, they will play Al Ain of the United Arab Emirates. Let's hear from Pep Guardiola about something that he's looking forward to this summer during Club World Cup.
Yeah, well, listen, it happened in today in the football, even in domestic leagues, there are different managers, different cultures, and different style ways, you know, as you say perfectly, ways to play. So, of course, you're playing against a team from Oceania, from Asia, from South America. It's a new, yeah, a new one. So that's why it's football, right? It's not always the same style. It's in different visions and everyone, different type of players, cultures. That is culture. So that's nice.
We love celebrating the culture of the game. It's one of my favorite things about soccer. And being here in Dalton, you get a chance to see that culture of the game that is different. Very, very cool scenes tonight as the Dalton Catamounts beat St. Pius to advance to the semifinals in 4A in the Georgia High School Soccer Tournament. We'll talk about that in the next segment. But culture is such a huge element of it, and we're going to have a lot of culture in our backyard next summer. I think this summer, too, as well. It's going to be on a smaller scale, don't get me wrong. But next summer, with the World Cup coming, it is going to be crazy in a beautiful way, in my opinion, with all of the different cultures that we will have in our backyard. And what's also cool to see is other communities around Metro Atlanta are opening up their backyards as well. The city of Decatur today, they announced Decatur Watch Fest 26. It has a goal of connecting the city to the World Cup matches in June and July. 34 days, free soccer and music festival in downtown Decatur. Many opportunities for Decatur residents, for visitors to enjoy the World Cup at the pubs, the restaurants, and public spaces in downtown Decatur. You've got 8 games taking place at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is a few MARTA stops down the tracks from Decatur, which is very cool, and vice versa. If you are looking for a place to go watch games, you can get off at the MARTA station, which is right under the Decatur Square, and go upstairs and watch games in the square. You're going to have music, you're going to have games, you're going to have activities, food and beverage on the newly renovated Decatur Square. It's about to start its renovations here shortly. Every World Cup match will be shown in Decatur during WatchFest 26. All matches will be shown in Decatur's 40-plus official WatchFest soccer pubs and restaurants. Select matches will be shown, now pending FIFA approval, on a large screen on the newly renovated Decatur Square. And those approval processes are just getting underway, so there are still some things to work through. Nightly pre- and post-match concerts as well in downtown Decatur, named and local acts during Decatur WatchFest 2026. Big announcement today in downtown Decatur. Was glad I got the chance to go see it and also catch up with somebody. Gareth O'Sullivan, the owner of O'Sullivan's, which is right there on the square. Also, one of the owners of Decatur FC in the WPSL. You'll be able to watch those games this summer. Here's what Gareth said about the potential impact of Decatur WatchFest 26.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, the neighborhoods around Decatur will also be able to take advantage. I mean, this space here, this square is unique. And I think the WatchFest here and the creating the fan zone with the new renovation and all the big screens, it's going to be an amazing thing for people to come in and a great way to watch the matches.
It's not going to hurt things for you with the pub right behind us as well either?
No, I mean, having been to a couple of World Cups, I mean, I know how crazy it's going to be. We're going to be very busy. But, you know, obviously, if this is a fan zone, it's an added bonus for all the businesses here to be able to be, you know, basically busy for the whole month of the tournament.
Do not be surprised if there are a few Atlanta Soccer Tonight episodes that might be taking place from O'Sullivan's in downtown Decatur, maybe the summer during the Club World Cup as well. Definitely will be some Atlanta Soccer Tonight action at Decatur WatchFest 26 next summer. One thing we're all hoping for with next summer and the World Cup is a strong performance from the U.S. men's national team. I hope you've had the chance to check out the interview that I did with JT Batson before the Atlanta United media match on Friday. JT was the referee for that. Not an easy one to referee. Lots of shenanigans in that game. I think it finished 18-18. It was a little chaotic in that one. But in my interview with JT beforehand, I asked him about how important this summer is. Gold Cup this summer. It's going on around the same time as Club World Cup. How important this summer is for the U.S. men's national team ahead of next summer. Here's what JT had to say.
I really view this as the June window plus the Gold Cup as sort of the 1 year out, you know, training opportunity and team building opportunity going into next summer. And, you know, we're thinking about it holistically. And, you know, this is 40-ish days that the team and the coaching staff will be together. Really the longest opportunity they will have, you know, going into next summer. And so, we view it as an incredible opportunity for us to prepare ourselves for, you know, what should be an incredible 2026.
Let's hope that it is an incredible 2026 on the field for the U.S. men's national team. A strong Gold Cup run will go a long way to making us all feel a little bit better about that process. All right, coming up next to close out this edition of AST, it will be the 3-4-3, three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. That's all coming up next on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.